Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. From Courtney. Hey, Eric, this is perfect for Mother's Day. I was with my 79-year-old mother, and she asked me, did you know Ross said, I take you, Rachel, when he was supposed to say, I take you, Emily? Oh, no. That's right. Apparently, during the lockdown, it's led to my parents binge-watching Friends. Mm. My 79-year-old mother is now watching it for the first time and asking me all sorts of questions.
Oh, she must be hooked.
I was wondering if anyone else has had this strange experience. Thanks, Courtney. Have any of you encountered that, particularly over the weekend? Maybe you talked to Mom, and Mom's been on Netflix a little bit too much? What is Mom watching?
Yeah.
Like yesterday, you know, we saw my dad. And my brother mentioned to my dad, because my dad was talking about needing something to watch, or he was watching something. And my brother says to him, you should watch Ozark. And I look at him and go, no, he shouldn't. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't want to turn my 81-year-old father loose on Ozark.
Yeah.
I think he'd like that
show. No, I don't think he would at all. I think he'd go to I don't want my 81-year-old father going to that horribly dark place.
No, you don't need that.
Well. Yeah.
It is dark, but, you know.
A little.
I was talking to an elderly neighbor, and she's watching The Affair, which I don't know if you've seen that, but it's very,
I've heard about that.
Very sexual, and it has a lot of different twists and plots in there. And I'm like, she wanted to talk to me about it. I'm like, I feel very uncomfortable at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot
like,
of
I
sex.
Would be uncomfortable knowing, like, if my dad was watching that, knowing he was seeing that.
Yeah, you don't even want
to
know.
He doesn't need to see that.
Let him watch that in the privacy of his own house.
Isn't it funny how we turn around? They didn't want you watching stuff, and now you don't want them watching
I don't want him watching it. 312-233-1019. Did any of you or have you had a similar experience? Friends or family members have been watching things that make you uncomfortable. 312-233-1019. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Your parents are watching what?
Well, I've been watching Shameless, and my kids came home from school one day. I put it on pause, and they looked at the TV, and they said, hey, Mom, you're watching Shameless, huh? So now all they want to do is talk to me about it.
No.
They're 15 and 16.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, you have to shut that down.
Yeah. My kids watch Shameless, too, and I can't even watch. I feel so gross when I watch an episode of that.
Yeah, it's grimy.
It is really grimy. Gives Chicago a bad name, but it's a great show.
Yeah.
But it's grimy. This one's going to freak Whip out.
Okay.
A lot, because it's a legitimate show that's on television that you normally can't say on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to
I know where we're going.
You already got him uncomfortable, Rich. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's been trying to get me to watch Schlitz. Creek.
Yeah.
I'm doing it carefully.
Thank you. Yeah, Schlitz Creek, even though it's not pronounced that
That's
way.
That's a safe way, though. That's,
yeah,
exactly.
They just wrapped that, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. But she's been, like, for the last year and a half going, you got to watch this. You got to watch this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I totally get that, too.
It's really fast-paced. You can't, like, miss an episode, I feel like.
Well, somebody told me, too, that it's, like, you know, it's built on half-hour segments, so it's really only 23 minutes-ish.
Right, okay.
Like a sitcom.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to do it, but they just had their finale that I heard was very emotional.
Oh, no, you don't need that.
Very, very emotional. Yeah, I don't want anything emotional. They're throwing the doors open to Indiana. Got to get something done. Indiana's the place to go. Somewhere, Governor Pritzker's like, no, don't leave, don't leave. I swear, don't leave. Taking all the money. Everybody in Chicago's taking all our money to Northwest Indiana now. Haircuts, lunches. We're all going stir crazy.
Right, that's the place to go.
312-233-1019. Top three things you're going to do in Indiana now that the order has begun to lift. Dawn in at number three. What's your day?
I'm going to Home Goods. Bought a new house, and I need to furnish it.
Home Goods. There you go. A lot of enthusiasm for Home Goods.
On that note, there was also a text from 219 going TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
Yeah, perfect. Tony at number two. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hi there. What are you doing today?
Well.
Huh? Oh.
We having a phone issue?
Huh? Hello? Put her back on hold.
Okay.
Tony? Yeah, Tony. All right, you have a great time doing that.
Yeah,
whatever you're
fun.
Doing over there. Yep. So you can't get phone system. You can't get any kind of coverage over there in Indiana.
Yes,
hey, welcome to Monday. This is how it goes around here. And finally, in at number one. We're going to start the show at 7 next week. I hit a number one. Jeez. No. Seriously. When are they going to get that fixed? When? It's been like 10 years. When?
I'm not sure.
Hi, Dennis.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to the local bar, Cronies.
Cronies. There it is right there.
Cronies.
Cronies. Where is Cronies, Dennis?
In Couts. K-O-U-T-S.
I've heard of Couts.
Yeah.
I have. So you're going to be bellied up to the bar at Cronies. Have you missed some of your old friends there?
Well, you can't belly up to the bar, but you could sit at the tables.
Okay.
Good enough.
Okay. All right.
Good enough for me.
That's right. As long as they have booze and people.
Yeah.
That's all you care about. Wow. How long has it been since you were at Cronies? Just during the shutdown?
Just during the shutdown.
And how often do you generally go to Cronies under normal circumstances?
Two to three times a week.
Atta guy.
What are you going to have? What's the first thing you're going to order when you get there?
A burger and a beer.
There we go. The way it should be. There's nobody doing anything. Virtually nothing.
Okay.
Like, I almost feel like today is less active than any other day we've been involved in.
Like an extended holiday almost. Like, nobody's out doing anything.
I just feel like we are just at a place where we're like, I mean, there is just nothing.
I feel like a lot of people drink this weekend, too.
So that means, all right, fine. All right, you didn't see Mom over the weekend, so we're going to go real basic. We're going to go real easy.
Uh-oh. Like what?
Uh-oh. It's time. What color socks are you wearing? 312-233-1019.
I still like it. It's good. Nice and easy.
I always like this question for some reason.
Right, none of you had anything to do with Mom over the weekend. No garage. Whip's the only one that was in a garage.
Yeah. Apparently.
None of you saw Mom from your minivan. That's fine. No problem. So we'll just do, a lot of times you got to go really basic when there's like, you know, nobody doing anything and the motivation level is like at a negative 70. All right, here we go.
Ooh.
Hi, who is this?
Brian.
What color socks are you wearing?
Black.
There we go.
All
Thank
right.
you, Brian. Have a great day. All right.
Ooh, you're so stylish.
Hi there, who's this? Hello.
Yes, are you starting to double your paycheck?
Yeah, that comes back tomorrow.
All right,
we're excited about that. We're excited. I hope you win.
All right, thanks.
You. All right,
listen all day for that.
There we go. Hi, who's this?
This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What color socks you wearing?
I have blue with gray stripes.
Nice.
Ooh.
Very fashionable.
Okay.
Very fashionable.
Cute.
Loving that. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Gail.
Gail, what color socks you wearing?
You know, I have my black and white socks that say Mama Bear on the bottom.
Perfect. Happy Post Mother's Day to you. Okay. Happy Post Mother's Day to you. Let's get one more, shall we?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. What color socks you wearing?
I'm not wearing any. I got flip-flops
Look at
on.
Ooh, Somebody's getting extra sexy. Whoa. All right.
So nice. Provocative.
There we go. We're moving this thing right along.
Wake
that
up, everybody.
That felt really good. It's the mix. TikTok challenge. I saw three different TikTok challenges stories over the weekend where everybody's on TikTok doing these different things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the pee your pants challenge? I haven't seen this one.
I haven't seen this.
And I don't know why people want to do this. It involves people peeing in their pants while videotaping themselves in front of a mirror. We've officially snapped.
Gross. Yeah. Oh my
gosh. It's entertainment.
I don't know that I can do that.
I don't think I could. I could pee on demand like that.
Not I don't think purpose. I could either. My body would just shut down and explode.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it's a challenge. You guys are proving why it's a challenge.
That's
I wouldn't think it would be difficult at all, but you guys are proving otherwise.
You think you could do that? You could drink a lot of water. We go, all right, Whip, let her rip. You could just go.
I think it would be a strange sensation that I don't want to have,
right.
But if I'm trying to, I think I could probably pull that off.
Among the other TikTok challenges that are hot right now, Shark Tank investor Mark Cuban has been doing the whipped cream challenge on TikTok to embarrass his daughters. Do you know this one?
What's this one?
The challenge involves placing whipped cream on one's wrist before flicking it into the air and trying to catch it in your mouth.
Oh, that I could do.
Again, we've reached the lowest common denominator of boredom.
Right.
Yeah. So you haven't seen that one?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
I just watch the dance TikToks mostly.
Well, then how about this one? The third one that's reportedly hot right now, and we might have to look a little more closely for this one, Whip.
Oh, no.
Moms are now flashing their babies to record the excited reaction the baby gets for a TikTok challenge.
Oh, that's hilarious, because they're, like, hungry.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh, that is so...
So they'll put the baby, like,
funny.
In a car seat or a high chair or whatever, And then they'll put their back to the camera and flash the baby, but it'll record. Right. The baby's like, whoa, look at that. All right, lunch.
Yeah. It's like, lunch? Like that look the puppy gives when you flash the kibbles and bits.
Right.
Oh, treat time.
Now, have you seen this one?
No.
Moms on TikTok are getting in on the latest social media challenge by exposing themselves to their babies and recording their baby's excited reactions.
Oh, my God. This
it's called
so
the
weird.
Hashtag Drop 'em Out Challenge.
Drop 'em out.
Drop 'em out. Moms are posting videos to Wheeler Walker Jr.'s song, Drop 'Em Out, playing in the background. Might have to find that one.
Okay.
Yep. I'm not a mom, but for some reason, this makes me really uncomfortable. I think that's why it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, this one or pee in your pants, which one would be
no,
more uncomfortable?
I think the mom one. I don't know why I have a bad feeling in my stomach.
The country tunes lyrics are particularly fitting for this game because the 2015 country song goes like this. Drop 'em out. Let me see them tease.
Oh. Oh.
Gonna take a long look at those tiggle bees.
Yeah, yeah.
No
tiggle
way.
Bees.
It does not.
That's
it
the country
does
song.
Does not.
Of course it does.
Get
it's a country song.
Get out of here. Oh
so I have
God.
The song, but I don't think we want to hear it live
yeah,
anymore,
you,
right?
Why don't you clear it ahead of time and we can get
oh
back to it.
God.
Oh, man.
Might have to do a little searching for that, Violetta, and see how uncomfortable it makes your stomach after you see it.
Yeah, I think it's not.
All right.
Well, by the way.
It's not sitting well with
I
me.
Don't know good old Wheeler Walker Jr., but under the description on YouTube, it says Wheeler Walker Jr.'s new record, F you, bitch. All-time greatest hits is available now.
Okay.
Those country artists sure have.
How have we missed this guy?
Yeah. The tiggle bitties.
Wow.
That's what it says.
Bitties.
That's what it says right here. That's the lyric.
I haven't heard that in so long.
The tiggle bitties.
Classic.
Who knew? Seriously, we have got to get back to work in society. We have to.
Oh, my God.
This cannot go on much longer. Are you listening, Governor?
One, two, three, four, here we go. A brand new feature on the show. Grab your phone and a cup of Joe, cause we betcha didn't know.
312-233-1019. I had no idea. If you had a little garlic and onions, you know, yesterday, that stuff's gonna stay in your lungs.
Right.
For 72 hours, and you breathe on something, like they're like, oh, good God.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they always ask, did you just eat garlic?
Yeah, some gum or something. Like, that was 3 days ago.
I know. You always know it smells right away, but 72 hours later?
Best bet you didn't know, something you know you bet we didn't know. He's going to win a prize at 312-233-1019. This is so weird. Because as I was talking about this a second ago, I was trying to think up examples in my head.
Yeah.
And I kept going to stuff like, bet you didn't know that all giraffes walk with a limp. Which I don't know if that's true. I was just trying to, like, I really actually thought giraffes and limping in my head for some reason. And then, Lauren, you actually have something about giraffes. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Great. Bet you didn't know.
Yeah, so giraffes, cats, and camels all walk contralaterally, it means that, so if they start with their right leg, for example, they're moving their front and back legs on their right side at the same time.
A dog will actually alternate, but cats,
exactly.
Camels, and giraffes won't.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had to try it out for myself, so I was down on fours and tried to walk contralaterally, weird.
Yeah, we should get a video of Violetta trying that out for us. See, your first social media work of the
there
day.
You
here
go.
We go.
All right, hold on a second. I wonder if they walk with limps, too.
Probably, if they do it wrong.
Bet you didn't know, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, that the pearlfish lives in the rectum of a sea cucumber.
The what?
What?
Wait, the what?
What?
A pearlfish.
A pearlfish.
A pearlfish, yes, makes its home in the rectum of a sea cucumber.
What's a sea cucumber?
That's what you get out of this?
Yeah. Ask a pearlfish. They know.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God.
I did not know that Diane and Frank didn't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, hold on.
Thank
rectum
you.
Damn near killed him.
There you go.
Thank you.
I was hoping for hardly knew him, but that was even better.
Yep. All right. Shot.
That was random.
Hi, Joanna. You don't have anybody. I'm not even going to say it.
Oh, my God.
Bet you didn't know, Joanna.
That one's hard to follow.
Yeah, yeah it is. Said the sea cucumber.
The movie E.T., the sound of E.T. walking was made by someone squishing their hands in Jell-O.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. That is interesting.
Cool. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. All right, hold on. I bet you didn't know, Angie.
Hi. Congratulations, Violetta, on your new position.
Thank you.
So this is kind of different, but I don't know if a lot of people know, if your clothes are really staticky and they're clinging to your body, if you take a dryer sheet and rub it on the inside, there'll be no more static. But don't rub it on the outside, because then you'll get white marks all over your shirt.
Oh,
that's interesting, because I actually put a shirt on yesterday that kept sticking to my belly, and it was driving me crazy, so I had to change shirts.
That takes care of it.
That's some good advice.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's very helpful.
I bet you didn't know. Hold on. Bet you didn't know, Annie.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm not sure if everybody knows this, but all U.S. interstates are designed to have one straight mile every 5 miles for emergency plane landing.
Now, I have heard that, and then I heard that that wasn't true, and now you're telling me it is again.
It was an act in 1956.
Let's go with it anyway.
Right.
I don't even care if it's not true. It's awesome.
I've heard of that before, but I didn't know that was actually true. Yeah.
Well, she knows the act.
Well, she seems to know.
That's true. If you got that, you can't argue.
Sandy, bet you didn't know.
That only one ear of corn grows on every stalk.
Get out of
here. No, wait a second.
Shut the front door.
That can't be right.
I'm a farmer.
Because on a cartoon, you see a couple of them.
I thought there was three.
No, there's only one. On very mature crops, there may be two.
Really?
Oh, really?
Seems like many corn stalks.
I bet you didn't know. Our finalists are giraffes walking with the same legs moving at the same time and now limping. Pearl fish live in people's butts. Joanna, the sound of E.T. is squishing Jell-O.
Oh, yeah.
Angie, hey, that shirt that's clinging to you, just rub the inside with a dryer sheet. Highways are built to land planes, and there's only one ear of corn on a stalk. Melissa.
Oh, gosh. Because it was so random, I'm going to go with the pearlfish in the rectum of a sea cucumber.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You could have just gone pearlfish.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. Well. That's fine.
Okay.
Whip.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Rectum damn near killed him. Violetta?
I was going to go with the Jell-O E.T. sound, but I guess I'll jump on the bus with Melissa and Whip.
Diane, are you sure about this? Diane?
Yes.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, it's on Absurd Animals on Netflix.
That's the only thing I have to watch.
Yes. Sounds legit.
Absurd Netflix.
It is.
Absurd Animals on Netflix. Got it. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Five signs. You're the crazy girlfriend you swore you wouldn't be. Look at you.
What have you become?
This is what it's come to. What's the number one sign? 312-233-1019. Crazy girlfriend, number one sign, Jen.
You're texting him multiple times.
Texting
over and over.
Multiple times. No.
That's a regular day.
Yeah, that's not it, but we appreciate the guess. Leah, you're the crazy girlfriend when?
When you are way too jealous.
That is exactly right. Overly jealous personality traits will cause you to become the crazy girlfriend at some point.
Yeah.
Leah, you ever been the crazy girlfriend?
Once.
One time.
Were you right, though?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No. Don't try to make crazy right. Yeah. Try to make it right. Yeah. Accept the responsibility that goes with being a crazy person. Five signs you're the crazy girlfriend. Number one, you're overly jealous. Number two, you go through his phone without permission. Number three, you want to spend all your time with him and expect him to do the same.
Yeah.
Number four, yeah.
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 Yeah, right back at you.
Yeah.
Number four, you start pointless arguments. Those are the best.
Ew.
And number five, you're always grilling him with questions as a result of your panic or suspicion. Mm. Poor guy's not doing anything wrong. You're all up in his backyard.
As long as he's not doing anything wrong.
Creeping on everything. Well, yeah, he's not doing anything wrong because that's what ultimately results in you being the crazy girlfriend.
Oh, exactly. Following him is not on the list?
Listen to both of you. Well, you had it right? And Melissa, well, as long as he's not doing anything wrong, this is assuming nothing is wrong and you're the crazy person.
Yeah. Violetta had a question about following people.
I'm getting there,
does
too.
That count?
No, that does not count.
But that is pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, that is. Why? Is that something you did?
I don't know.
Yeah, that one time.
I don't know.
Featured restaurant of the day.
All right. right.
Another opportunity to get out. The sun's breaking through the clouds now. Get out after your weekend at home. Go get lunch at this location. Support these great local businesses that need our support more than ever right now as we work our way through these difficult times. And, of course, if you want to nominate a restaurant, a lot of people have been sending them to me. You got to send them to takeout at WTMX.com.
Yeah, make sure takeout is two words.
No, actually, you can do one or two words.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
This is an email.
This is the email. So this is one word, takeout at WTMX.com.
Oh, the takeout. I'm sorry,
right.
For texting.
And if
yes.
you want to text it to 60123, yes. you can text one or two words. It works both ways.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Didn't know that. Okay.
Let's meet today's featured restaurant of the day where we want you to go enjoy lunch today. We're heading north to Evanston on Gross Point Road. Sarkis Cafe on Gross Point Road, and we are joined right now by the owner, Marla. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, thanks so much for all that you're doing. It says here that you guys, that Sarkis Cafe opened in what year?
1965. We've been an Evanston institution for over 50 years.
That is unbelievable.
That is.
That truly is an institution when you've been in place that long. No doubt about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Did you know
Absolutely.
Who you were taking it over? Who were you taking it over for? I mean, and did we have some sort of close relation to them or?
No, we just got really fortunate and my husband was able to purchase it from the original owner in 2000.
Okay.
Right.
So you've been there since 2000. So 20 years
yeah.
you've been at it as well. What is Sarkis Cafe known for?
Well, we are known for specialty sandwiches, which are really unique. You're not going to get them anywhere else. And a lot of them have really interesting backstories. We sell breakfast and lunch items, of course, as well, and different takes on grilled cheese sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But our most popular sandwich is called a Loretta.
Yes.
And that is served with white melted cheese, fresh onion, tomato, green pepper, a little bit of mayo, dash of seasoning on a toasted French roll. And then the best part is you get to pick your choice of meat to put on it. We have the most amazing bacon you'll ever find
wow.
anywhere.
Whoa.
You can also
choose
ham, turkey, or we have something called disaster meat, which is only found at Sarkis. It's a spice ground beef Armenian sausage that we make in-house twice a week from a secret recipe.
Oh, wow.
So only like two people know the recipe.
Wow.
And you have to have the heart to get a side of cheesy hash browns when you get a Loretta sandwich.
Well, people must love your place because we were bombarded with this place and like people who wanted to have you featured. So you must be doing something right.
Thank you so much. You know what? We have literally the best customers that ever existed. We have such a great mix. We have a very multi-generational customer base. All of our walls are lined with pictures from customers over the decades. And a lot of people come in just to have their kids find their picture on the Sarkis wall. It's like a really big deal. We also have some professional athletes that come in, musicians, actors, and we have some politicians. And I have a fantastic photo of Jimmy Carter with the original owner on our wall.
Look at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool.
The featured restaurant of the day, we're talking to Marla, the owner of Sarkis Cafe. It's at 2632 Gross Point Road in Evanston. Marla, what we would like to do, as you being the featured restaurant of the day, is send the Mix Road crew to Sarkis Cafe in Evanston today between 11 and 1 and encourage everybody to come out and get your lunch from Sarkis Cafe today. All right, time for the weekend wrap-up stories from this past weekend. We're just finding the time to get to right now, all piled together. You ready to go?
Uh-huh.
Weekend wrap-up. Look at this. Sign of the times. Google and Facebook are now permitting staff to work remotely until 2021.
I saw that.
What?
I always figured that of all companies, though, they would be the most equipped. I mean, they barely need to have an office, I would think.
Absolutely. But they have a really nice office.
Well, for sure. But, you know, they're tech companies.
They are setting the tone for what will likely be the case a lot of companies following. I know some investment companies have already said don't even come back till like till September or October.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Any IT
summer.
Departments, like IT companies, they're all like that.
Google and Facebook have told employees to prepare to work from home through the end of the year. According to reports, Facebook plans to open their offices by July 6th, but will give employees the option of continuing to work from home until at least 2021. Maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just don't know how that's going to work. We'll see. 2020 French Open could be held without fans. You know, that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Sporting events without fans. The French Tennis Federation announced that the 2020 French Open was postponed from May to September, and now they're saying they might run it in September with no fans.
I have a question about that.
Sure.
May I ask it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so you know
you
how
may.
Basketball players, football players, they don't like to play without the fans. It's mm-hmm. such a... Would it be because golf is, you know, you have to be so quiet and concentrate. Would golfers feel the same way without the fans there?
Are you talking about the French Open here?
Yeah.
This is a tennis match.
I'm sorry. French Open, duh. I mean tennis. Would tennis feel the same way about that?
You're also supposed to be very quiet in tennis.
Right.
So
I don't know what I was
similar.
Thinking. For some reason, I had golf on the brain.
Cool. Don't know about tennis players.
I know. Tennis, got it.
I bet
don't know where
both,
my head was.
Probably sorry. Less than for other sports, is they have to have the calm and quiet anyway.
And you
right?
hear them grunting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Although there's different talk on how they're going to run golf tournaments, Melissa. That,
yes.
That they could limit fans, the number of fans, but create a more all-inclusive package for
right.
fans.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. Antarctica is corona-free.
I saw that.
There's not a case to be found. I still don't want to go. CNN says Antarctica may be the safest place on Earth because none of the people living there have the coronavirus. Winter is beginning in the region, meaning the 5,000 researchers and a guy named Joe who live there are going to be cut off from the rest of the world and the infections.
Hmm.
A guy named Joe lives there.
Okay.
Right. 80 military and research bases in Antarctica banned tourism, so they aren't too worried about it.
Okay.
Singapore officials are using robot dogs, known as robo-dogs, to enforce social distancing in parks.
Hmm.
So they'll stick a robot dog on you.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah. It says here the remote-controlled four-legged machine built by Boston Dynamics was first deployed in a Central Park on Friday as part of a two-week trial to see if it could join other robots policing Singapore's green spaces during the nationwide lockdown.
All right.
See, it's just a matter of time before we're all taken over by robots. Just like the movies.
I think so.
I mentioned before Taylor Swift has ditched one of her private jets. Don't worry, she has a backup.
Mm-hmm.
TMZ has learned the singer sold one of her two jets, a Falcon 50 she originally bought back in 2012, reducing her personal air force by half.
Okay, yes.
It's unclear how much she paid for the aircraft back then, but similar jets are priced anywhere from $1 million to $6 million.
Oh, that's cheaper than I thought.
But it's the fuel
oh, yeah.
that's expensive.
It costs a fortune to maintain those. Since mm-hmm. Swift bought it, it's been registered to a company called SATA in Nashville, which is believed to stand for the family members' names, Father Scott, Mother Andrea, Taylor, and her brother Austin.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Since we're talking airplane snacks at home is the latest brand attempt at normalcy.
Yum.
A few companies are jumping in, including Imperfect Foods, which pairs with JetBlue to offer the airline surplus cheese and snack trays to the public. So if you've ever wanted airline food for snacks, you can get it now.
Mm-hmm. I love airline food.
Those Biscoff cookies
those
that
are
you
good.
Get?
Yeah,
yeah you can
good.
Get those now, too.
Those are Walgreens,
mm-hmm.
too.
Have you had the Stroop waffles? Those are delicious.
Those thin, like maple
yeah,
waffly
so good.
Things?
Yep. Now United Airlines is encouraging nostalgic flyers to order its signature in-flight Stroop waffles, which is a really cool sound and radio name.
Totally.
Johnny Stroopwafel in the morning. I might go with that.
Bring you some sweetness.
You want sweetness? Deconstructed Twizzlers now exist, and they're called Izzlers.
So you like?
So they're like a little single strip?
Untwine them?
Meet the Izzler, the deconstructed, untangled, and reverse-twisted cousin of the iconic Twizzler.
Oh.
Spotted by Junk Banter, the Izzler is made of the exact same chewy confections and as the strawberry-flavored candy ropes that come inside regular Twizzlers.
If you like spaghetti.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that. Ohio police capture sweaty naked man claiming to be Jesus. Okay, that pretty much says
okay.
everything you need to say there. California man jumps onto a wine truck and drinks from a valve while flying down the highway. You see this video?
No.
I heard about
yeah.
the video. I have to watch
it
that.
It is something
oh
to see.
God.
Yeah.
The Modesto, California CHP arrested Gabriel Moreno after he allegedly jumped on a moving tanker truck carrying bulk red wine,
okay.
climbed under its belly, unscrewed a valve, and began to drink the wine as the truck traveled up Highway 99.
This is
man,
like a superhero. This is like from a movie.
It is. Video of the wild ride was recorded on the Cherokee Freightliner's tanker truck that Moreno allegedly targeted. The dash cam video first shows Moreno in a sedan, putting his hazard lights on, directing the truck to the side of the highway. The truck pulls over, believing he may have a mechanical problem, only to see Moreno get out with only his underpants on. That's,
well,
it
that
really adds to
the
video.
Story,
you don't
right?
want to ruin your clothes with all the wine.
Yeah,
there may
be some
out.
Spilling there, so... Yeah. As the truck driver pulls back onto the freeway, another onboard camera captures Moreno jumping back into view, then onto the back of the wine truck.
Okay.
And having his way.
That's furious. Yeah.
And finally, You know, we're talking about sports, the sports that might come back. You think NASCAR will come back anytime soon?
Yeah, I think it is.
You know, in true NASCAR fashion, though, they've never passed up an opportunity to make a buck where they can slap a logo on something, right?
That's their deal.
The Sports Business Journal is reporting that NASCAR will allow teams to place ads on face masks when racing resumes. So as they're wearing their face mask,
right,
you know, to protect themselves from COVID, it could say like, you know, prune candy, Ling Kuang Shu prune candy.
Hell yeah.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.